Johnny La Papa FM. This is the Power Afro 40 from 10 to 14, giving you 40 of the best Afro hits every week. Chimali La Papa FM.
President Hichilema's actions are schemes to compromise over general elections. The Zambia Medical Association rejects the proposed amendment to the Health Professions Council of Zambia Act. Djibouti, a landslide victory of Guelleh, according to official results in international news. And in sports news, Derby demands heart as Nkana ready for big tests against Power Dynamo.
And now, the Power FM News.
At front end, we live news every day. I'm Grace Wanji. Former Foreign Affairs Minister, now Opposition Citizen Leader, Harry Kalava, has insisted that President Hichilema's action are calculated moves to compromise the August 13th general election. Mr. Kalava yesterday expressed serious concerns about the integrity and fairness of the upcoming general elections. In a letter addressed to the chairperson of the African Union, Mr. Kalava, a strong contender in the August General Board, highlighted troubling developments under President Hichilema's administration, warning that if not addressed, risks undermining Zambia's long-standing democratic record. However, Mr. Kalava's letter pointed to several issues that threaten to disrupt Zambia's long-standing in peace transition of power. Key among the concerns is the composition and impartiality of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ. The former Foreign Affairs Minister highlighted the constitutionally Zambia's electoral body, which should have five commissioners appointed by the president. But the current makeup raises red flags, noting that for the past year, four commissioners have come from the same region. The situation he views risks compromising national geographic balance. Furthermore, two of these commissioners are closely affiliated with the ruling United Party for National Development. In his appeal to the African Union, Mr. Kalava has urged the dispatch of an urgent fact-finding observer mission to Zambia, engagement in the President Hakainde Hichilema to safeguard election integrity, and called for reversal of the recent commission appointments due to its partisan nature and poor timing. The Zambia Medical Association has rejected the proposed amendment to the Health Professions Council of Zambia Act, warning it could worsen an already fragile health regulatory system. Speaking in a statement, ZMA Secretary General Dr. Innocent Ingwira said the association is concerned that the 2024 HPCZ Act assented to by President Hakainde Hichilema remains non-operational due to delays in appointing a board and substantive registrar. Dr. Ngwira said instead of implementing the existing law, government has introduced a 2026 amendment bill without consulting key stakeholders. He warned that the delay has led to the administrative paralysis, weakened oversight, and an increase in registered and unregistered practitioners putting patients at risk. ZMA has since called for the immediate suspension of the amendment bill and urged government to operationalize the current act while engaging stakeholders. The Seventh-day Adventist SDA Church has reaffirmed its commitment to working closely with government authorities in Central Province to address critical social challenges, particularly youth drug abuse and gender-based violence, GBV. Speaking during a courtesy call in Central Province, Permanent Secretary Dr. Milna Mwanakampwe, SCA Public Affairs and Religious Liberty Director for the Southern African Indian Ocean Division, Paco Mogwane, outlined the church's dedication to community development and social transformation. He noted that the substance abuse continues to have a devastating effect on young people, robbing many of their potential and future opportunities. Dr. Mogwane said to address this growing concern, the church is implementing several initiatives aimed at prevention and rehabilitation. Among them is a Youth Alive program, which focuses on empowering young people to adopt healthy lifestyles and avoid drug use. The church is also promoting health exports, community outreach activities designed to improve both physical and mental well-being across all age groups. He indicated that in tackling gender-based violence, the SDA Church is advancing the End It Now campaign, a global initiative spearheaded by its Women's Ministries Department. The program, which seeks to raise awareness, protect vulnerable individuals, and uphold human dignity. The church has expressed readiness to partner with the provincial administration to roll out the campaign more broadly across Central Province. Dr. Mogwane also acknowledged the role of government leadership in fostering social development, emphasizing the importance of collaboration between faith-based organizations as well as public institutions.
One of the things that we do as a church is to recognize that indeed God has placed leaders in our communities. And as such, we are duty-bound as a church to honor and respect what God has established. Challenges happen and do come. We have seen how drugs are decimating our young people. We have seen how young people are losing their minds and opportunities because of indulging in substances that are not good for their health and even for the community. We present programs as a church through which your office and the church can collaborate to help young people get out of intoxicating situations. These are issues of concern that we have seen around the SADC area. It would be prudent of us to submit ourselves as partners in developing humanity and